I'm State Farm Agent Michael Busey, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
As always, all of our games, when their stats and starting lineups are brought to you by our friends at Winners Trophies, Loveless Fine Photography, and also Fans Heating and Air. Want to say hello to everyone at Little Caesars Pizza for helping us out this week with the Little Caesars Pizza WGNS Primetime Sports Middle School All-Sports Trophy presentations. We did that on Thursday and Friday. Thursday, we were at Oakland Middle School to present the girls' trophy. They tied Siegel for the girls' trophy, so we presented that on Friday, along with being at Blackman Middle School on Friday as well. And, John, they had their entire student body come to the gym for athletic recognition and also the presenting of the All-Sports Trophy. The first time they've won it in 11 years since we've been doing that with Little Caesars.
Did you dress up for it?
Did I dress up?
Yeah. I mean, it was a big thing.
Well, I was there.
Oh.
And speaking of there, we have you here at the ball game, and glad you're along with us to give you the first few innings of play-by-play. Here's John.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. Weston Ray will lead it off. He's the center fielder for the Eagles. Now, as we start, we want to talk about the colors. This is an unusual color that the Eagles come out with. Is that teal and yellow? Swinging a foul back?
I don't think so. I think it's Seattle green. Kind of.
Oh, wow, okay. Hadn't thought about that. Siegel in the home whites.
They have green in their uniforms. They are much like the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good comparison. Pitches a ball inside. One ball, two strikes. Key in front of the leadoff hitter. He'll be followed by Swafford, then Wilkerson. Brian mentioned how deep it is in center field out there. There's a swing and a shot to third, and by Middleton. Benefield has no throw. So the leadoff batter reaches here, and that is an E5 on the play. That took a funny hop on Jordan. It's going to bring up the shortstop, Garrett Swafford. It's 3:55 in the alleys, and it's about 3:20 in left and right field here at Siegel High School. Garrett Swafford. So Eagles have something going here in the top half of the first. Jacob Key in his first problem here early. And that's what happened last week to him. I guess it was last week. Or the first part of this week.
Monday, yeah.
Yeah. But he got out of it unscathed. Key from the stretch. The batter's Cameron Wilkerson, the first baseman. And I don't know, their fences may be short, but, Brian, this guy looks like he could hit it out of any park. One ball, no strikes.
Yeah, he's a pretty big dude, isn't he? By the way, the Central Tigers, boy, talk about weird. Central Magnet went down to Sequoia. That's in Madisonville, which is down in southeast Tennessee. They started the game last night, got to the fourth inning.
He's showing bunt, and he does bunt. Key off the mound in a hurry. Takes a look at third, throw to first in time for the sacrifice that works. But the first out, runners are at second and third. That was a beautiful bunt, but what I like about the way that was handled by Key, he knew who was running. So he came off the mound, pounced off the mound, and then took a look at third just to see if he had a shot, and then went to first, knowing who the base runner was. That's going to bring up Braxton Diekhouse, the pitcher. So he's got a chance to help his own cause here early in the first.
So to finish that thought about Central, they got to the fourth inning. The game rained out about midnight last night. They played it. They're playing it now.
Here's the pitch outside. One ball, no strikes.
They added a run in the bottom, in the top of the fifth. They now lead 6-2 at Sequoia, going to the bottom of the fifth.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball sails high. Two balls, no strikes. He does have a base open. I wouldn't be surprised if he makes him hit his pitch.
You know, something that happened like that, speaking of pitching, that makes you use two pitchers.
Yes, it does. Rain is never good. There's a swing and a foul. It's not good for the team, the players, fans, radio announcers.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of people in blankets tonight, and I don't blame them.
It's the wind.
Here's the wind, the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, took something off, and he was way out in front. Count even now, two balls, two strikes. One out, Rays at third, Swafford at second. An error and a single got him there. Here's the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball swung on, shot to second. Moss bobbles it, throws to first, not in time, a run scores. And it's 1-0 Ray County. That's going to be an E4, no RBI for Decalce. But Ray scores the first run, and it's 1-0 Ray County. So two errors in the inning really cost the Stars here in the top half of the first.
Well, this would be an unearned run here.
Yes. And brief time called. Alex Carrington throwing out some signals to the infield. It was not the runners at second, third, so the only play he had was to first. The run was probably going to score anyway on the throw to first, but the error got him on at first. Here's the stretch and the pitch from Key. Fastball swung on, high chopper at the plate. Key's got it, throws to first in time, holds the runner, and now they've got him in a rundown. As Swofford went too far, Carrington to Middleton, back to Middleton, and he's out, and the inning is over. It could have been a lot worse, folks. It really could have. Double play as Swofford picked off, and the play as Dusty Smith was retired, 1-3. They went 1-3-5-2-5. Are you impressed?
I am impressed.
Yeah, one run, one hit. There were two errors and one left. We've completed the top half of the first. It's Ray County 1, Siegel nothing here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
The time is now.
Why accept one offer when you can have multiple? From residential, commercial, estates, or farms, the Parks Auction team can handle everything. And a common myth in real estate is that the sale of a home at auction is a sign of distress. That couldn't be further from the truth. Auctions are fast, efficient, and profitable. Visit ParksAuction.com and you'll see why. Also, check out their upcoming auctions there. Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
This half inning brought to you by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Anna's Way by author D.F. Jones, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Sir Pizza.
Tyler Kirkland leading off and hits a long fly ball deep to right center field, almost to the track for out number one. Tyler gave it a ride to deep right center field, called over there by Ray. So the first out of the inning brings up Jacob Key. Key batting in the number two hole. One pitch, one out. Go ahead, Brian.
I was just going to say, just looking back to that top of the first, dodged a few bullets there.
There's the pitch. Yes, it could have been a lot worse for the Stars there. 0-1 the count. Brian, Braxton Decalce is the pitcher, D-I-E-C-K-H-A-U-S. Second pitch in there for a strike is 0-2. Wilkerson is at first, Travis at second for the Eagles, Swofford at short, Smith at third. It's Cooley, Ray, and Eggman in the outfield. Pitch swung on, high chopper to short. Up with it is Swofford to throw to first in time for out number two.
Can you sing it? D-I-E-C-K-H-O-U-S-E. No E, right?
No E. Well, you're on a roll tonight. Keelan is doing the catching, by the way, Lane Keelan. Two out quickly here for the Stars in the bottom half of the first. And the batter is Drew Benefield, the shortstop. Right-handed batter, slightly closed stance. Here's the first pitch to him. Takes a strike call on the outside corner. He is nibbling that outside.
You've got the sectional nerves tonight, don't you?
What do you mean?
I mean, you're kind of uptight.
Well, I think I have my A game. I'm trying to have my A game on tonight.
And somebody sings the Mickey Mouse song. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, one ball, one strike. I'm intense. Maybe that's the word. Breaking ball swung on, a shot up the middle and through for a base hit. So the first hit for the Stars belongs to Drew Benefield, and he's on with two out.
Well, I know that there are two out, but John Kirkland hit the ball pretty well to right center. Key just got under it a little bit, sent that chopper to short, but it was pretty well hit as well. So I kind of like the way things look here. Maybe we'll be able to hit this guy.
Kirkland hits it anywhere the other part of the park, he's probably got one out of here.
Yeah.
Good news today. The Braves win two in a row. Pitches high, one ball, no strikes. 2-0 over the Phillies. They've won two in a row. They're 3-2 under Brian Snitker.
Be careful how you say that.
Yeah, but don't order your World Series tickets yet. Pitch is high. Two balls, no strikes. I think it might be a little premature. They're 12-30.
You know.
But they're 18 games under 500.
I chuckled today listening to the Braves Network.
There's a breaking ball. Sails outside. Three balls, no strikes to Riker Christinas, the first baseman.
They have a new commercial where they're promoting, get your season tickets for next year.
Yeah.
It is kind of funny. The new stadium.
And I don't think they mean to be. There is a walk. Riker Christinas walks. The first walk of the game issued by either pitcher. And runners are at first and second. I am color-coding now, as you've noticed.
You like the way
I
did it.
The strikes are red. The walks are green. Errors, not good. I don't put them down. So runners at first and second. Siegel with a two-out rally here. Alex Kerrigan, the catcher. Got an interesting story about him. You know, he couldn't catch the last two or three games before the last game.
And right.
He had a shot that had swollen up on him. There's a swing and a high fly ball. Pretty well hit right field. Over comes Aikman. He's got it. Boy, two really well hit balls to the outfield in that inning. But they come up short. No runs. One hit. There was a walk. And two left. We've completed one. The score, Ray County 1, Siegel nothing here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Get to a better State Farm.
Life insurance is a discussion that makes most people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. I can help you focus on how benefits of life insurance actually live on by helping pay off the house or sending the kids to college. 893-9898.
Get to a better State Farm.
Wondering how much your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and needs.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450. AM 1450.
This half inning brought to you by State Farm Agent Trey Helton at 2690 Memorial Boulevard between the Sportscom and VA. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Trey Helton, 895-0500.
And the leadoff batter here in the bottom of the first, Travis Aikman, the right fielder. Right-handed batter steps in there against Jacob Key, working in his second inning. It's Aikman, Keelan, and Cooley, the first three to face Jacob Key. 1-0 Ray County. We're in the bottom, and we're in the top of the second. Here's a swing. Did he go? Yes, he did.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update going to the bottom of the sixth with the Red Hawks leading 1-0 at Bradley Central.
Swing and a miss. Took something off on that pitch as well. And it's the first strikeout for Jacob Key. That's going to bring up the catcher, Lane Keelan. So one out here in the top of the second.
If you missed earlier, Stewart's Creek softball winners 6-2. And they're in the spring fling next week.
Jacob Key, first pitch to him is a strike called on the outside corner, 0-1. One run, one hit, no errors for Ray County, 0-1-2 for Siegel. Here's the pitch, breaking ball swung on, high chopper, third. Milton has to wait, long throw across in time for out number two. Keelan retired 5-3, and that brings up Reese Cooley, the left fielder. Now, this is a little more like it now. Two quick outs.
Well, if you noticed on Monday, Key had a kind of a rough first, and the second was three up, three down. Then the third was, he had a little trouble to deal with, but he always seemed to work his way out of it with some good defense behind him.
Here's the pitch. The first one is down low, a ball, one ball, no strikes.
One thing they did not have on Monday, and that was errors, and they've got two now. Hopefully they've gotten that all out of the blood.
Here's the 1-0. High. Two balls, no strikes. Key looks in from the sign from Alex. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 2-1. He had a cut. Cooley, the number 8 hitter. Travis on deck, batting ninth. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on, shot to second. Moss has it. Easy hop, throw to first in time. So an easy 1-2-3 inning for Jacob Key as he retires the Eagles of Ray County here in the top of the second. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Ray County 1, Siegel nothing.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Behold, Little Caesar's deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese.
But where did they put it?
In the crust.
Yes, they added over 3.5 feet of cheese right in the crust.
Cheesy crust, cheesy crust, they put it in the crust.
It makes something great even better.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Pizza, pizza.
Get your cheesy stuffed crust pizza now at Little Caesars on Memorial, Rutherford Boulevard, and Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
This half inning brought to you by Jay Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Gill's Ace Hardware, along with Jerry Potts Car Care, and Winner's Trophies. And our friends at Craig's Tax Service.
Braxton Deekhouse working on his second inning of work. Here's the pitch, swung on the first pitch, a high fly ball to center. Ray over about three steps to his left. And the first one is retired. That's Zach Pearson. I'm not even being able to get their name in before they're already swinging the bat, Brian.
Well, that's Pearson, Carrigan, and Kirkland, who have hit it very, very well to one of the deepest parts of the park here tonight so far. But only one hit so far.
Just keep swinging away, hopefully. Matt McCurry, the right fielder, leading it off here, or making it the second appearance here as the first out retired. Here's the 0-1 pitch, or the first pitch is a ball, 1-0. I tell you, Brian, it may not rain, but it's sure cloudy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, definitely.
Lights are already on here. The pitch is a strike called on the inside corner, a ball and a strike. Deekhouse is not really what I'd say overpowering. He's a little bit like the Columbia pitcher, I think, but he's got a good curveball. Pitch is swung on, popped up out of play, and it's 1-2. About mid-80s, I think, low to mid-80s. But if you're around the plate, it doesn't matter how fast you throw it. You can ask the major leaguers that. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a shot up the middle. Coming up with it is Swafford. Bobbled it to second and throw to first in time by about a half a set, step. Boy, that he hesitated just a second, and that almost cost him. But he retires McCurry for the second out of the inning. Brings up Jordan Middleton, the third baseman. Tall, lanky third baseman steps in there. Two out here in the second. Deekhouse, Wine. Ball sails high. Three balls and a strike. 1-0 Ray County. And the Stars right now trying to get a base runner. Here's a swing and a high chopper to short. Swofford up with it. Throw across in time. And the side is retired. Three up, three down for Braxton Decouse and the Ray County Eagles. We have completed now, or we go to the bottom, the top of the third, and it's 1-0 still, Ray County, as we go to the third.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board Office.
867-6622.
Who brings home convenience with new technology while planning for the future and all the things we'll need?
Through years of service, through changes and through time,
Murfreesboro Electric, since 1939, every year, every day, every hour.
Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
And we go now to the top of the third, and leading it off for the Ray County Eagles is Lucas Travis, the second baseman, the number nine hitter. And he swings at the first one and misses. It misses. Looked like he was trying to bunt there. Scoreboard keeps going in and out. They're having some technical difficulties. Here's the pitch down low. Count even at a ball and a strike.
Going to the seventh inning, John. Red Hawks lead the Bears 1-0. Last chance for the Bradley Bears.
Here's the 1-1 pitch, swung on, reaches out and pops one to the shortstop. Benefield with a nice play and coming in the hole to grab it for out number one. That goes 6-3 on the putout. Brings off the top of the order Weston Ray, who reached on an error in the first. He's 0-4-1. He did score the only Ray County run. So Jacob Key's job is to keep them close here, which I'm sure he will be doing. A peek in at Carrington. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ray comes up empty. It's 0-1. 1-0 Ray County. We're in the top half of the third. The wind and the pitch. He bunts it down the third base line. It's a good one. Middleton, no chance, no. Single, infield hit, bunt single for Weston Ray. And that is the second Ray County hit. Had him playing a little deep, and he just laid one down and reaches. And that's going to bring up Garrett Swofford with good speed at the bases at first. Swofford singled his first time up to the right side. He's 1-for-1.
Tigers add two more, John. In the sixth, they lead 8-2 over Sequoia, bottom of the sixth.
They had to wait one more night for that?
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on, fouled back out of play, 0-1. Ray has not gotten a huge lead over at first, but he does have some speed as he just beat out that infield single. No balls, one strike to Swofford. Throw over, runner back. Crowd is eerily quiet. You know when you feel like you're the only one talking?
Yeah.
And you start to whisper. 0-1 the count, runner goes. Throw down by Carrington is going to be late. It's a stolen base for Ray. Well, everything that Ray County's done so far tonight has been correct. They have done it all. Stolen base for Ray. He's in scoring position now with one out.
The Red Hawks come up empty in the top of the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. So they go to the bottom of the seventh. Last chance for the Bradley Bears.
Swing and a miss. And Swofford is retired. That's strikeout number two for Jacob Key. That's going to bring up Cameron Wilkerson. He sacrificed his first time up. Second strikeout for Key. As big as this guy is, and he bunted the first time up in the three hole. Here's the pitch. Pitches outside, one ball, no strikes. It worked out for him, though. They scored a run in that top half of the first.
Austin Steele back out on the mound for Stewart's Creek. Trying
He's done a good job for them, hadn't he?
Yes, he has. Trying to get back here to Murfreesboro with a trip to the Spring Fling.
Swung on, popped up out of play, and he's in front of him with a one ball. Well, count even, I guess. One ball, one strike.
Stewart's Creek softball already a winner today. Siegel softball will play tomorrow.
Here's the 1-1. Curve ball in there for a strike.
And Central Baseball. John, we had a chance to get five in going into tonight. Right now we have one in and one leading.
Pitch into the dirt. That's going to give Ray the opportunity to go to third on the wild pitch. So he's just 90 feet away now. This is the guy we got to get here, Cameron Wilkerson. Two balls, two strikes, and this is the pitch you want him on in the count. The wind of the pitch from Key. Breaking ball in there. Strike three called. Another strikeout. That's the third strikeout for Jacob Key. Couldn't have come at a better time. For the Ray County Eagles, no runs, one hit. There was one left. A stolen base in there as well. We've completed two and a half. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Ray County 1, Siegel nothing.
Hello, this is Jimmy Evans, owner of Evans Auto Exchange. Y'all have heard me on the radio. This message today is for people who have bad credit. No matter how bad it is, we can put you in a car or truck. We're talking about nice cars and trucks. 100% guaranteed. We 100% guarantee that we will get you financed. Bring your bad credit and come on down and see us at Evans Auto Exchange, evansautoexchange.com, 2240 Northwest Broad here in Murfreesboro, right next door to the Harley dealer.
And the Blue Raiders win again.
Man, I really need to get some new MT gear.
Where are you going?
I thought I'd go to the bookstore.
Bookstore? I thought you wanted gear. Businesses always put what they're most proud of in their name.
So where do you go?
Raider Tees. They have tees, polos, hats, chairs, tents, artwork, everything blue for the true Blue Raider fan. They're just off Broad Street behind Chewy's restaurant on Ridgely Road.
Raider Tees.
Like us on Facebook for early notice of specials and sales.
Raider Tees. Bigger, better, and go blue.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
C.J. Murray leading off the bottom of the third. He has a 3-0 count on him. Deke House with the pitch. Wasn't even close. First, second walk, that is, for Deke House. And we've got the leadoff batter on here in the bottom of the third. And good speed. Brings up Tyler Kirkland, hit one way deep into right center field. It was caught by Ray in the top half of the first. He's 0 for 1. Kirkland's been a little busy himself out there, but Ray County mostly hitting ground balls off Key. Here's the stretch from Deke House and the pitch. Strike called somewhere in the vicinity. 0-1 to count. I guess you can catch what I'm saying there. A little outside, maybe. Throw over, runner back.
Three up, three down for the Sequoia Chiefs. Tigers lead 8-2, heading to the seventh inning.
They throw over again. Murray's back.
Central Tigers lead Sequoia 8-2, going to the seventh.
That's looking pretty good there. Here's a swing and a foul down the third baseline. Revis with a nice one-handed grab. He still got it. No balls, two strikes. Stewart's Creek softball is in. The Spring Fling. Stewart's Creek baseball getting close, and so is Central. It's 1-0 here. We're in the bottom of the third. Ray County trying to upset Siegel's bid to get there. Pitch is high. 1-2.
Update on the Red Hawks. Bradley gets the a leadoff single. A sack bunt moves the run second with one out. So the tying run is at second in the seventh.
Swung on. Blooped into right field. Second baseman running and makes a nice running grab. That's Travis on a nice play. That was trouble, and he made a really nice play on it and got a great jump on it to retire Kirkland for out number two. Make that one, excuse me. That brings up Jacob Key. That would have been nice. Kirkland's kind of been robbed the first two times up. Key grounded to short his first time. He's 0 for 1. Deke House. It's a umpire wanted to talk to him a little bit. Here's the stretch. Here's the pitch. Pitch is high. Throw down. Murray back. Keelan trying to catch him napping over there at first base.
Fly ball out to right field. Two out now. Runner at second. The tying run. Red Hawks leading Bradley 1-0.
Here's the pitch. Swung on. There's a drive. Pretty well hit. It is dropped in left field by Cooley. Murray stopped his second. Now he's going to take off the throw. He's in safely. And going to second is Key on the throw. That's a single for Jacob Key. He took second on the throw. And Cooley, who misjudged that ball a little bit, that's going to be a single for Jacob Key. So Murray is at third and Key at second with only one out. So things are cooking here in the bottom of the third. And you couldn't ask for the two top you'd want to be in there. Benefield batting third and Christina's fourth. Langworthy running for Key at second.
Well, Murray had a lot of things going against him there. Number one, he had to wait. And then when he dropped the ball and bobbled it out there, Cooley, then he took off. It made it a pretty close play over at third, but he's pretty speedy on the bags.
He kind of bounced away from Cooley a little bit, didn't he? I think that's when CJ decided to take off.
Now that's Langworthy at second running for Jacob Key as well.
Here's the pitch to Benefield. Takes it outside. Two balls, no strikes to Drew Benefield, who's got a pitch count that he certainly likes. Here's the 2-0. Swung on, fly ball, pretty well hit in right center field. And coming over and making the grab is Aikman. But Murray's going to score easily, and Langworthy's going to tag up. We're tied at one. Sacrifice fly, RBI for Benefield. Scoring on the play is Murray, run number one. And Key, or make that Langworthy running for Key, is over at third. So that walk comes back to haunt Deke House. And we're tied at one apiece.
Ground out to second, game over. Red Hawks are in the spring fling. A winner 1-0 on the road at Bradley Central.
Mike Bartlett, a winner, going to the spring fling. I'm sure he's got a big smile on his face right now. First pitch to Christinas is a strike called 0-1. Riker's got a runner down there at third, chance to drive him in with two away. It'll take a two-out hit, of course. Here's the pitch. And the outside corner nibbled again by Deke House, and it's 0-2. Well, the inning started with a walk, then a pop-up on a nice play by Travis at second. Then Key singled. The runners at second and third, and a sacrifice fly by Benefield. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Got under it a little bit. A pop-up in the infield. Coming over is Swafford. Makes the catch for the last out of the inning. But not before Siegel ties it. One run on one hit. There was a walk and one left. We've completed three. Got a brand-new game out here. It's Siegel 1, Ray County 1 here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent. 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and I can help you get to a better state. 220-2210.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We do one senior at a time.
Alan Loveless.
We're trying to create something new and different for each senior and give them our full attention. This is what I love, and this is what we do. And that's why we've been here so long, and we just had a great record of producing beautiful portraits for young people.
Get that yearbook photo done at the school's photographer and then call 890-1558 to capture the perfect images that will last a lifetime. Loveless Fine Photography, 890-1558.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. You're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, providing local prep and MTSU athletes with expert orthopedic coverage for over 30 years. TOA, the best for everybody.
0-1 count to Braxton Dekhouse, and the pitch by Key is outside and evens the count at 1-1. Good news here, 1-1, we're tied up. Good news with Stewart's Creek baseball, they win 1-0. Stewart's Creek softball wins 6-2. Now we got to win this game, and Siegel Stars get in there, and Central's got to hold on in their game.
Yep, and Siegel softball tomorrow at 3.
Yep. 1-2. You can imagine they'll have a huge crowd there tomorrow. Pitch is outside and low. 2-2. Dekhouse leading off. It'll be followed by Dusty Smith, Travis Aikman. Here's the wind, the 2-2. Curveball in there, struck him out. That would be 3 in a row and 4 for the game for Jacob Key. Starting to get in the zone now. That brings up Dusty Smith, grounded back to the pitcher in the first. Actually, Key made a really nice play on that ball. I feel better when we're tied, don't you? I always feel better.
I'd feel much better if we were ahead now, too.
Always wanting more.
Yes.
The batter is Dusty Smith, the third baseman. Here's the whine and the pitch. And when he came up in the first time he came up, he went after the first pitch. I barely had time to say his name. And he didn't hold up on that swing, and he's in the hole. Oh, no balls, 2-2. Key gets the sign from Kerrigan. Now he kicks and fires outside. 1-2. In a brisk wind blowing, probably about 69 degrees outside. Feels more like 59. Pitches outside. Well, maybe not that bad. 65, 64. 2-2. Have you ever had an April and May where it's had this much wind? I know it's usually March. Swing and line foul. Okay, Brian's not talking to me anymore, folks, so we will. We will just carry on alone. You can call in, talk to Matt at the station if you agree with me on that. Here's the pitch, breaking ball, right back to the mound. Key going to throw it to first in time. And just as he did in the first, Dusty Smith grounds back to the mound here in the fourth. We're moving along, guys. We've only been here about 45 minutes. We're already in the fourth. So we're due for an extra inning marathon here. Brings up Travis Aikman, the right fielder, struck out his first time up.
Well, the Twitter is blowing up with Red Hawk information out there with softball and baseball both punching their ticket to the state tournament.
That's pretty remarkable. You know, 3 years, that's pretty remarkable.
I guess first team sports to get to the state.
And they both do it in the same year. Here's the wind and the pitch from Key. Breaking ball sails down low. 1-0. 2 out here in the fourth. Nobody on.
Well, if nobody knew who Stewart's Creek was coming into this year, I guarantee you they'll know next year.
They've got good pitching, too, just like the Stars. Pitches a strike called.
And I'm talking about all sports, football, basketball, softball, baseball. I mean, they're making themselves a name.
1-1 pitch, fastball, sails a little high. It's 2-1.
I mean, it many times takes several years to get established and be competitive.
Here's the pitch. The 2-1 pitch is in there for a strike. 2-2, 2 out, nobody on. We're in the fourth. Let's get it, Jacob, right here. 2-2. The wind and the pitch. swung on, right back to the mound. It's going to be an easy 1-2-3 inning for Siegel. We go to the bottom of the fourth. We're still tied. Ray County 1, Siegel 1 here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
Craig's Tax Service is located just off Memorial on Heritage Park Drive. You can contact us at 890-2233.
It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We are proud to support all Rutherford County student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
Rick's Barbecue, the best in town, and they also have other greats. My favorite, the smoked chicken salad. It is tremendous, and everybody talks about the slaw dogs.
It's a hot dog. We deep fry it, and we have our own special made mustard slaw, which is spicy.
We're with Mike Lanning, and Mike, from loaded baked potatoes to ribs, I have never eaten anything I didn't like here at Rick's.
You know, as long as you stay on top of things and keep your quality right, it pretty much sells itself just because of the taste.
Rick's Barbecue.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Monty King, just off Sam Ridley at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Monty King, 615-220-2210. And usually Brian does that spot, but he tells me he's working again. Well, of course, I think he's just on the phone. But
no, you ask a question, and I was just taking a look at brackets. Baseball opens up with at two different sites. For AAA, it'd be here, and if Siegel wins, they would play here on their home field, and also at Oakland. The games are at 4 and 6:30.
Here's the pitch, swung on, fly ball, pretty well hit into left center field. We have put our earmark on that spot out there. Weston Ray will sleep well tonight as a fly out by Kerrigan for out number one here in the fourth. Let me see. I'm going to count up. One, two. That's the third one, and one to right field, and the sacrifice fly was the center field as well. So it's been a busy day for Weston Ray for Ray County. First pitch swung on and by Pearson, fouled down the line, and Coach Revis did not make an attempt at that one. Didn't want to hurt his blemishes record of already catching one. He waits for the certain speed of it.
It's just like he teaches, right?
I'm not sure about that, but I mean, you're distracted. I'll just do the game by myself. Go ahead. You're distracted. Listen, watching, looking at tweets. And
no, I'm looking at brackets if you want to know the
truth. One
ball,
one strike, and I've been unplugged. Oh. Here's the pitch. Swung on, shot to third, off the third baseman, Smith. Throw to first, not in time. Pearson reaches. We'll see how they call that. It is an error. E5. So Pearson reaches at first.
27, Matt McCurry.
With one out, and brings up Matt McCurry, the right fielder, grounded to short his first time up.
I told you about baseball. Now, softball will begin play on Tuesday as well. Games at 4 and 5:30.
So how do we handle that if all of them are in?
Well, we just have to do what we've done all year, and that's
pick
and choose and try to do the best we can.
Here's the pitch. Down low, a ball.
We were actually testing some equipment earlier, and that's part of the reason why we had some technical difficulties. It's going to make it difficult.
Where's the softball going to be played? At Starplex?
Yeah.
Here's the 1-0. There's a strike. One ball, one strike from Braxton Dekhouse, who's given up two hits and only one run. Pearson reached on an error by the third baseman. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, a little high. Two balls, one strike. Where he gets in trouble is control a little bit. He's walked two, hadn't struck out anybody. He's not overpowering, but walks can get him in trouble. Throw over, runner back.
They've got them with two errors now, and I only have one.
I think one is all I have as well.
Was it on one of those hits? Surely not.
I don't think so.
It can't be, no.
Pitches inside. Two balls and a strike.
Well, the scoreboard is identical, runs, hits, and errors for both teams.
I thought it was only they didn't have any errors before this inning started, but 3-1 the count. Throw over, back is Pearson. Be nice for a walk here for McCurry. Any way to get that runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch. Did he call a strike on that? Yes. Okay, I sounded surprised, didn't I? Three balls, two strikes. Keelan giving the sign to Deekhouse. Here's the pitch. Low, he walked him. So the third walk for Braxton Deekhouse for Ray County. And that run puts runners at first and second, and only one out. So, again, this shaping up to be a pretty good inning. Jordan Middleton, the batter, grounded to short his first time up. So he's got runners out there at first and second. Pearson at second. McCurry at first. They're not holding McCurry at all. Deekhouse checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Jordan was a little out in front of that one. And the count 0-1.
Central Magnet Tigers get three more and lead 11-2 going to the bottom of the seventh. Last chance for Sequoia. They lead 11-2. They're hoping to punch their ticket to the spring fling next week as well.
I have to say that's probably going to be a cinch. Pitch curveball high.
If they get there and that 11-2 holds up, John, it'll be their fourth trip in as many years.
Amazing. Congratulations. With different coaches.
That's right. Two different coaches.
Deekhouse in a fourth inning mess. First and second, one out. Here's the stretch, the pitch. Swung on. Middleton fouls it off. And the count now, one ball, two strikes. Murray would be next. We're tied up here in the bottom of the fourth, one apiece. Brian, if we don't score this inning, I'm hoping you're going to get us some runs.
Well, we need some. And this 1-1's not going to hold.
Here's the pitch. Swung on. Fouled it back out of play. That was right up in his eyes. Stays alive at one ball, two strikes. As we mentioned, the Braves won today 2-0. Their first series since April 13th or 14th, I think, when they swept the Marlins. It's amazing, isn't it? One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on at a bad pitch. They're going to have to throw him out. No. So a strikeout. That's Deekhouse's first. And comes at a big time for the right-hander.
Your left fielder, number 15, C.J.
And brings up C.J. Murray, who walked his first time up and scored the only Siegel run. Runner still at first and second, but two out now.
Well, it's going to be up to him to make something go here and keep this inning going.
The stretch. Here's the pitch. Curveball sells up high. Deekhouse has had a little bit of problem with that curve selling a little high on him. He's behind Murray. He's been behind a couple of hitters in this inning. Got in front of Middleton. They've tired him. Taking a long look at second. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Right at the knees. One ball, one strike. He has slowed down considerably since he's had runners on here. Here's the pitch. Swung on, shot to third. Dusty Smith up with it. The long throw to first in time, and the inning is over. Siegel threatens, but no score. They get no runs on, no hits. There was a walk and an error and two left. We've completed four. I turned the reins over to Brian Barrett. As we go to the fifth, we're all tied up at one.
Jeff
Carlton with Franklin's Printing.
We would certainly be glad to come and see a customer's place of business, understand more about what makes them tick and what makes their business special and what they're trying to do and what they're trying to accomplish, and we're happy to help them accomplish their goals.
Franklin's Printing has been serving Rutherford and surrounding counties since 1989.
I'm Jeff Carlton, and I'm with Franklin's Printing. We do a lot of direct mail. There are people who want to reach their target market that puts their message right into their customers' hands.
Joining us from DirecTV by Intersource, Andy DeGraw, a company that is truly involved in this community.
We have a golf tournament that we host every year that goes to benefit a local charity. We have a strong relationship and a commitment to Rutherford County schools and athletics. We give back around $15,000 a year.
Intersource.
615-815-1800 and online at intersource.tv.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Michael Busey, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
And we go to the top of the fifth, and here's my broadcasting partner. Yes, we're still partners. Brian Barrett.
All right, John.
He hasn't spoken to me in almost the entire game, but we're still partners.
Well, I've been busy.
Well, that's what I'm going to do, but I'm going to be busy of a different kind.
Yeah, I know. 1-1 pitch here to Lane Keelan.
You don't think I'm going to do research or anything?
No, I know you're not.
Okay.
Maybe research the concession stand.
Well, I will probably check it out.
Here's the 2-1 pitch from Key. Just going to be popped up out of play back this way. It's been busy here.
Well, you know, you said I was a little intense, you thought, or whatever.
You keep raking on me. I don't know what's going on.
But you have seemed considerably mild and calm.
2-2 pitch, breaking ball, just misses.
And we had some technical issues, and you remain calm. Is this a new you, or?
No.
You taking some medication or something?
No.
Okay.
Just trying something new. Payoff pitch, right down the middle for strike three.
Well, he's on a roll.
Five of those,
yeah.
Buddy. Retired three in a row by strikeout to end the third and start the fourth. And now Keelan becomes the fifth strikeout victim of Jacob Key. Bring on Reese Cooley. Grounded to second his last time up. Shows bunt. And that hit Kerrigan.
Yep. Let's just say it hit him.
Yes.
He's all right, though.
Yeah. You just kind of have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you have to do. 0-1.
Coach Revis. He walked over, and I think he kind of realized, okay, well, I guess I'll just walk back. I don't think he said anything to him.
There's not.
No.
There's no medicine for that.
No, there's not.
None at all.
And, you know, people ask what happened. You just kind of.
Well, just think about
it.
Yeah,
just got hit.
You're giving Alex a few moments to catch his breath. The 0-1 breaking ball outside, even things up at 1-1 to Cooley. Travis is on deck, Lucas Travis.
Good ball game here, Brian. Really is.
Too good. This pitch right down, Siegel Way.
You like those 8-1 games, don't you? Those, you know, where we slug it out. And
I wouldn't mind a few of those runs right about now. This pitch, same spot, same result. Struck out looking that time. Did Alex Cooley.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be this easy for you.
I hope so.
Let's strike out.
Let's just make get the Siegel bats hot here in the bottom innings. We're in the top of the fifth with your score 1-1. One run on two hits, two errors. Same for both teams. The line. This pitch misses high and outside on the fastball. To Lucas Travis, who grounded to second his last time up. The Eagles have had only three on in this game. There's that fastball right down the center of the plate.
Well, he's only given up two hits, Jacob has, and one of them was a bunt. So tells you how. And one was a seeing eye grounder through the right side that Moss couldn't catch up with.
The 1-1 breaking ball outside or inside corner. Is a strike called, and he is ahead in the count, 1-2. Will it be back-to-back 1-2-3 innings? Chopper in deep in the hole. The shortstop with the long throw. Benefield to Christinas. It's wide and off the plate. And that's going to be scored a hit. And it is the third one of the game. Really no chance for Middleton to get after it, and it was deep in the hole for Benefield. So a two-out single takes us back to the top of the order, and Weston Ray, who has been on both times.
Yeah, he's been kind of a pain in our side today. He's made a lot of catches in the outfield, and he scored the only run. Had a bunt single.
Then he advanced on a stolen base, and then a wild pitch got all the way to third.
Yeah, I just soon not see him get on the bases.
How about a grounder right back to Jacob? First pitch to the lefty. In there on the inner half.
Well, he's really got a good fastball today.
Jacob Key with the long stare in as Kerrigan flashes the signs. A peek over to first, and now a throw over, and it's going to get by. Bad throw, and Christinas can't get to it. Ball goes deep in the corner, having to retrieve it, taking it all the way to third, and safe under the tag is Lucas Travis.
Well, it was pretty close, but the throw was a little high, and Middleton couldn't get it down fast enough. And, well, that thing must have gone way into that corner on that throw. That would be an E1 to advance him to third.
So, trouble with the go-ahead run down there at third, and an 0-1 count to Weston Ray. The pitch swung on, fouled back into the screen.
Brian, you really don't mind maybe a throw and that gets him to second. That's scoring position, but, boy, when you get him at third, a lot of things can happen. A wild pitch, pass ball, you know, throwing error really puts pressure on the defense.
The 0-2. Just misses. Just misses.
Well, half the team walked off the field. Now they got to come back.
That looked like strike three. One ball, two strikes to Key. The pitch, swing and a miss. And that is the seventh strikeout of the game for Jacob Key. Got it when they needed it. There were no runs, one hit in the game. And Travis, after a throw over to first, got all the way to third, but left stranded there, sandwiched in between that single. Three strikeouts in the inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth with your score, 1-1. Siegel and Ray County on State Farm Sectional Baseball.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
First pitch to Tyler Kirkland, pretty well hit to deep center, and coming in is Ray to make the catch. Well, that is twice Kirkland has really tattooed it, but nothing to show for it. One out here for the Stars in the bottom of the fifth. Brings up Jacob Key, the pitch to him low. Key singled his last time up, also grounded to short. He's one for two. 1-0 to him is on the outer half.
It's definitely been a real pitching duel in this game today between Key and Decaus.
Winners in the spring fling next week. The 1-1 pitch took something off this time. He didn't go. Two balls, one strike. Stewart's Creek baseball in with a 1-0 win over Bradley Central on the road. Breaking ball sails in there for a strike. Looked like Jacob threw a couple of those last inning, just like that.
Actually, I think his looked better than that.
Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Chopper right over the pitcher's mound. Deep in the hole for Travis at second. The throw to first and got him by about a half a step. So Key grounds out to Sackett, and there are two away here in the Siegel fifth for Drew Benefield. Drew singled in the first, and a sacrifice fly RBI in the third. He's one for two.
We have only had one inning where we had the leadoff man on, and they scored that inning. That's been part of our problem. We waited until two out to get anything started against Braxton Decals. But you got to give him credit. He's pitched well.
Here's the 0-1 pitch from him. Going to be foul tipped and rolls all the way down there to Coach Revis.
But I will say, three of those fly balls, two of them by Kirkland that have been hit, if they're in their small ballpark,
yeah, they're gone.
They'll be gone.
No balls, two strikes. Two out. The pitch to Benefield. Swung on, pretty well hit. Between first and second, and through for a base hit. So a two-out hit. They did this last inning, did they not? It was a one-out hit. So that is the third hit of the game for the Siegel Stars, and it brings up Riker Christinas.
That's my point. I've always said, if you've got two out and you get a hit, it's hard to do a two-out rally. I mean, it's hard to score.
Yeah.
But if you get the leadoff man on, then you got some things you can do. You know, you can't bunt him over now. You know, two out.
Take some things out of play, doesn't it?
It's just you got a mano, and you've got to hit the ball.
Congratulations to all of the seniors who are graduating or have graduated already.
They're already in here, baby. They're already graduated.
That's right.
Last night, I think.
Well, there's maybe one today, maybe?
I think theirs was Thursday, maybe. I'm not sure.
Siegel's was, yeah.
Yeah.
First pitch is a strike call to Riker Christinas.
Benefield's had a good day. He's 2-for-3 and had a sacrifice fly and drove in the run.
The pitch, chopper to third. Scooped up by Smith, the throw over to first, and that is out number three. And that ends this half inning. No runs, there was a hit, no walks, and one left on base. We move along to the sixth inning. We are still tied at 1-1 here on State Farm Sectional Baseball.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student-athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Garrett Swofford leading it off here and takes on the first pitch a strike from Key. Here's the second one. High chop, picked up on the bounce by Key. The throw to first, yes! Got him by a half a step. The throw a bit high, but Christinas up for it and pulls it down.
Well, that was a great play. I didn't think they had a chance of getting him. And got him by about a step, Brian. He wasn't as close as I thought it would be bang, bang, and it really, Christinas' stretch was good, but.
And Key threw a bullet.
Yeah, he did. He just outthrew him, didn't he? Just outthrew
the
runner.
That's what happened. One away for Cameron Wilkerson now here for the Eagles. He takes one about chin high and comes up empty. Swing and a miss for the big guy.
Billy Harris in the audience today.
0-1. Just misses outside. But it swung on and missed. 0-2. Billy Harris here?
Yeah, Guy Dotson's here.
This pitch just misses. Well, Billy Harris found him a basketball coach, as Mike Wright was named the new boys basketball coach at Smyrna. 1-2. And it is strike three called. He has rung up 8 of those batters today. And Braxton Dekaus reached on an error and struck out in the game. Stands in.
Well, I hope the Seagull gets the bats going because I don't know if they're going to get anything more off of Key.
Chopper right back to the pitcher's mound. Underhanded throw from Key to Christinas at first. A ground out to the pitcher retires Dekaus on the first pitch. Let's move to the bottom of the 7th. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Our score remains 1-1. Seagull and Ray County on State Farm Sectional Baseball.
Get to a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. You've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Andy Womack, and I'm that State Farm agent. 890-0850.
Get to a better State Farm.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and needs.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
It's Alex Carrigan to lead it off here. In the bottom of the 6th, I said bottom of the 7th a minute ago. I apologize for that. Facing Braxton Dekaus. First pitch is high. 1-0. Got a few sprinkles beginning to fall out here. 1-0 pitch hits the outer half. Trying to get everything back up under cover here in between pitches. This pitch misses outside from Dekaus. 2-1 to Alex Carrigan. Dekaus taking his time here. Keelan flashing the signs. And the 2-1 pitch. Just misses outside there. Love to get the leadoff man on, Alex Carrigan. Fly ball to center field and one to right center. Takes this one high. Leadoff walk. Base on balls. Let's hope that's a big difference here. We're in the bottom of the 6th. Carrigan reaches on a leadoff walk for the designated hitter, Zach Pearson. Reached on an error in the 4th. Looks like Campbell is in. Trey Campbell is running at first. Trey Campbell at first, Zach Pearson at the plate. Trying to get him down here. Dekaus looking over at first. Pitch. Outside. Kind of put the bat out there, did Pearson, but pulled it back. 1-0. He's 0-2, but did reach on an error. 1-1, your score, bottom of the 6th. Winner is in the spring fling next week. If it's Siegel, it'll be right here is where they'll play. Where are they going to ask? They appeal down at first to say, did he go? And it's This happened 20 minutes ago. What are we doing? The 1-0 pitch. Nice bunt. Very nice bunt, Zach. The throw to first is wide. Campbell was already at second. He's headed to third, and he's going to stay right there. Runners at the corners. Campbell goes all the way to third. Pearson is on. That's going to be an E. Well, let's see. It would have to be on the throw over. Regardless, an error, and Pearson is at first. Runners at first and second, and nobody out for the Seagull Stars and Matt McCurry, the batter, and a meeting on the mound. The Eagles infield is in. Everybody in from their spots here in the infield to talk it over. The catcher out there to talk it over with Dekhouse, and, of course, assistant coach made his way out there. Boy, he was quick. I didn't even see him get out there. Could be a big inning here for the Stars. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Nobody out. Runners at first and third for Matt McCurry. McCurry grounded to second and walked. He's 1-for-1. 0-for-1, rather. Strike called on the outside corner. On the pitch, Pearson takes off. Sneaks down there. So Siegel has two in scoring position now. Runners at second and third with nobody out. Fastball high. Evens things up at 1-1. That first pitch did not make Siegel fans very happy. 1 ball, 1 strike. The pitch in the dirt. Outside corner. John comes in. Save the day. This pitch in there for a strike called. So the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. This pitch popped up right side. Deep, deep, deep on the right side. It's going to be caught out there by Aikman, and runner's hold. Got it in here pretty quick. Fly to right field for the first out. Jordan Middleton. So Kerrigan led off with a walk. Campbell is now at third base. Zach Pearson reaching on an error. And he's got a stolen base. Runners at second and third in a 1-1 game with one out. Wind whipping up and the sprinkles continue here. First pitch to Middleton, outside corner. 1-0. Middleton, the pitch to him. Swung on, popped up. Catcher Keelan says he's got it, and he does for out number two. It's a high pop-up for Middleton, and now it's going to take a two-out hit here by C.J. Murray. A two-out something here by C.J. Murray as the go-ahead run is at third base. Let's go, Stars. 1-1 ball game. Bottom of the sixth. The Dekhouse pitch, here it is. Breaking ball high. 1-0. Boy, this in and out of spring and winter is weird. The 1-0 pitch, swing, a wicked cut, but Murray comes up empty there.
Well, you know, the last couple of years we've had situation. Remember, I keep remembering spring fling, Siegel.
Last year.
Oh.
Miserably
bitter cold.
Cold.
Yeah.
1 ball, 1 strike. The pitch. Took something off this time, and Murray taking on that one.
We were so cold, we had blankets and jackets. I mean, we were dressed for it, and we're still freezing.
Well, I'm talking about 40s.
Yeah.
And wind. It was not good.
and hot chocolate.
1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And down go the Siegel Stars, and what started out as a promising inning, they come up with nothing to show for it. No runs. There was a hit. There was an error. Runners at second and third, both left stranded. We move along to the top of the seventh. It's 1-1. Ray County and Siegel on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
I'll tell you, I've had some really bad experiences buying vehicles. That is, until I visited Jimmy Evans at Evans Auto Exchange. This is Brian Barrett, and I couldn't be happier with my Toyota van. I needed a larger vehicle to transport my family, and Jimmy showed me several options. I kicked the tires, took it for a spin, checked it out bumper to bumper. They treated me right and helped me find the perfect fit. I can truly say they do it right. Visit my friends at Evans Auto Exchange on Broad in the old Neil Sandler building, or check out their website, evansautoexchange.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by Fans Heating and Air, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Franklin Print Works. Here's my partner, Brian, back.
All right. Dusty Smith fouls the first pitch away, spoils the first one, 0-1 to him from Jacob Key. Need another shutdown inning here, Jacob. This pitch blisters across the plate.
Crowd really starting to get behind Jacob, aren't they?
Well, he's pitched a pretty good game here today. 8 strikeouts. Just misses outside on the breaking ball. That has been inconsistently called today, I think.
I think he's going to get another strikeout.
1-2. Yep, he does. Struck out swinging, did Dusty Smith. It's 9 ring-ups here for Eagle batters, and that brings up Travis Aikman. He struck out and lined to the pitcher, 0-2. They have scattered 3 hits, one of those a bunt. First pitch, fly ball, right field. Drifting over is McCurry, and at the fence, goes over. Kind of hooked over that way and out of play. So if that one stayed in the field of play, I think McCurry had a shot at that one.
Another great crowd here at Siegel tonight.
Boy, they're nervous.
Yeah.
So am I.
This is probably the most nerve-wracking games, this game right here.
The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball that got away.
A lot of disappointment that could happen to it because you've had this long season.
Yeah.
To end in just one game.
And it comes down to one game. This, I think,
that'd be worse if we were behind 2-1 right now. I mean, we're tied.
This is the toughest week, I think, in the postseason in any sport.
Yeah.
I know football is one game. You win, you move on. I understand that. The 1-1 right down the middle for a strike call. But baseball and softball is really a double elimination sport, would you not say? Tournament play.
Yeah.
1-2.
Well, you take Riverdale, for instance. I mean, the Lady Warriors were, you know, struggling at the time, and then they get this big win, and they just catapults them, get a hot streak going. But they had that opportunity to, you know, be in loser's brackets and things.
1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. It's going to be a strike them out, throw them out. And they do so, Kerrigan to Christinas. And that is the 10th strikeout now for Jacob Key. So you're talking about basketball there with the Lady Warriors. They had a chance to work out of the loser's bracket of the district tournament, got the win in the region tournament, and went on to win the state easily.
In basketball, it's probably that first game in the region, isn't it? I mean, that one game that they've got to win to get to the region finals, and then they both go. I mean, I guess that's pressure. You know, I mean, that's a lot of pressure.
That's a tough week through there.
But there's a lot of team play with that. Even though this is a team sport, I mean, everything's got to go right, you know.
Right.
Pitching's got to be good. You know, you've got to put a few hits. We're not hitting today. Who you facing, the opponent, if they've got one good pitcher, can make the difference.
1-1 pitch, or no, not a one. It's a 1-1 game. This pitch, I guess, is not in there to Lane Keelan.
I like the way you put that.
It's a ball.
It's not in there.
How about that one? Yeah, that's a strike called. Like about the same pitch right there.
I just think that the difference in baseball and all of them is if you've got an ace on the mound,
yes,
it can make all the difference in the world. And you can ask Coach Craig Revis that. I mean, that dude from Tullahoma kept us out of it, what, 3 years in a row,
right? This 1-1 is in there for a strike called. One ball, two strikes with two out. One more, Jacob. Misses outside with the breaking ball.
It's going to happen, Brian. Don't worry. Strikeout number 11 coming up. Man, I'm confident.
Yes, you are. The stretch and the pitch. Ooh. Just a tad off the plate there. Count goes full now to Aikman.
Setting him up.
And the pitch. Here it is. Fastball swung on. Pretty well hit. Drifting back is McCurry and got it.
Like I said, an out.
Fly ball to right field. And another three up, three down inning. Let's go to the bottom of the seventh. And let's get a run here for the Seagull Stars all the way to the spring fling. 1-1 going to the bottom of the seventh on State Farm Prep Baseball.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Looking for a romance novel with angels? Anna's Way by D.F. Jones is the second book in the Ditch Lane Diaries series. Follow the three childhood friends from college to adulthood as they experience love and joy, heartache and tears, held in the hands of destiny by divine spiritual forces. For buy links and all book titles, go to dfjonesauthor.com. That's dfjonesauthor.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Milton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Andy Womack, 615-890-0850.
Well, Stewart's Creek Baseball is in with an 11-2 win at Sequoia. Central Magnet Baseball is in. Stewart's Creek Softball is in. Siegel Softball plays tomorrow. And Siegel Baseball in a 1-1 game in the bottom of the seventh with Ray County here. In the top of the order, Tyler Kirkland to lead it off against Deekhouse. And he throws a strike on the inner half with that breaking ball, off-speed type pitch there.
A good pitch for him today.
0-1 here to Kirkland. This pitch misses outside. Kirkland sent one deep to right center field. A running catch by Travis in the third, the second baseman, which robbed him of a hit, and then another fly ball to center field. They're going to say he took the strike on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes to Tyler Kirkland, Jacob Key, Drew Benefield. That's the order due up here for Siegel. Plus, I hope many more. And a pitch, strike called on the outer corner. Third strikeout of the day for Braxton Deekhouse. So one away here in the bottom of the seventh, Jacob Key. Jacob one for three. Grounded to short, grounded to second, and singled. Siegel has stranded 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hitters, or 8 batters here today. First pitch to Key is inside.
Honestly, the key to Deekhouse's success today, though, has been that he's gotten the leadoff batter in five of the seven innings.
The 1-0 misses. Oh, I misspoke. Strike called on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. One out, bottom of the seventh, 1-1 game. Chopper to third. Pretty well hit, but Smith gobbles it up. The throw to first, two away.
Nice play there by Smith. That thing, you're right, it ate him up, but he stayed with it. Made a good strong throw to first.
Well, it's going to be up to Drew Benefield to try to do something here. Drew is 2 for 3, two singles, and he also drove in a run on a sacrifice fly. Drew,
try to
somewhere time around the 360 mark out there in left center.
It's time to Freddie Freeman it right here.
Two out. The pitch swung on, a shot deep in the hole to the second baseman. Nice move over there by Travis. The throw to first, and that is out number three. Well, who's the one who said we're due? That's the end of seven innings. We're in a 1-1 game with a trip to the Spring Fling on the line. We go to the eighth. The eighth inning of work coming up for Jacob Key when we come back here on State Farm Prep Baseball.
You'll find a wide selection of jewelry and gifts at J. Mullins Jewelry.
If you want to have something custom made, I can do it. If you want to have Aunt Sally's ring remade into a pendant, I can do it.
We're talking with Jeff Mullins of J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard.
The same quality jewelry and gifts and care you've trusted for years.
J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts.
Inspired by you.
On West Northfield Boulevard in the shopping center behind Capital Bank.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with friends who are just like me, totally obsessed with this thin crust heaven. Jacob can't even keep his parents out of his room.
They watch me all the time, and I think my mom found my stash of Sir Pizza boxes.
They're just after your square slices, Jacob. Stay strong. Give in to the Sir Pizza obsession. On East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and a memorial between the VA and Sportscom.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. You're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
First pitch to Reese Cooley is a strike call as he showed bunt there. Jacob Key back for his eighth inning of work here. It's time to get nervous if you weren't already. Showing bunt again, taken on the outer half. 0-2 to Cooley. Then Lucas Travis, that's the bottom of the order, 8-9 hitters. Then back to the top with Weston Ray here in the eighth. Top of the eighth, 1-1. Took something off on the breaking ball. They appeal to the first base umpire. Says safe. Don't get many of those appeals.
I think that was probably right.
Sprinkles have stopped. The 1-2, swing and a miss on the changeup there.
That changeup has been so deadly for him today.
That was wicked. 11 strikeouts now for Jacob Key. Lucas Travis, he singled his last time up. That was back in the fifth. Got all the way to third, but they stranded him out there. They've only had three runners left on base. This pitch in there, fastball for a strike.
He's struck out somebody in every inning but the first.
And that was the one where they scored their one run. This pitch high. And that one run is unearned, by the way. If you weren't joining us in the first. Pitch just a little outside and a smile there from Key. That run was scored on an error. This one going to be fouled back into the screen. Weston Ray, the leadoff guy, he reached on an error, singled around by Swofford. Then an error to Dekaus is what wound up scoring Weston Ray. 2-2, chopper to short. Gobbled up by Benefield. The throw is high, and he's off the bag. That's been a problem today. The throw's over to first, and the He's wide to Christinas. Another Siegel error. And the go-ahead run is at first with one out now. That's going to be an E6. To the top of the order in Weston Ray now. Fourth error of the game for the Stars. Coach Revis out of the dugout here. Swap around defense a little bit. Weston Ray.
Well, that ball just got away from Drew when he went in the hole a little bit to his right. Just kind of sailed on him.
With one out.
This guy scares me.
Yep. He is a pretty good bunter. He reached on a bunt single in the third.
Middleton is in down there at third.
Maybe expecting the bunt here. Runner going. Foul tipped. Throw down to second. Did they tag him? Yes! What a play! Drew Benefield. Called stealing is Lucas Travis, and now two away.
We'll give Benefield a credit for a great tag because the ball was sailed up toward right field, toward second base side, and he did a great job of catching and tagging almost at the same time. Beautiful play.
A little redemption there for Drew.
Carrington got it out there. It was just a little bit to the right side, but that quick release by Carrington and then that quick tag by Benefield really makes this inning look a whole lot better.
Well, the bases are empty now and two out for Weston Ray. That makes me feel better about this guy being up to the plate. 0-1, another foul tip back into the screen, and he's in the hole here, 0-2. So a caught stealing by Travis puts two away in the books despite the error. Ray got a swing away here now. Outside corner, just a little wide. One ball, two strikes. We're in the top of the eighth, 1-1 score. Winner is in the Spring Fling State Tournament next week. The 1-2 pitch, low. Two balls, two strikes. Now fans want every call that's anywhere close. The 2-2, swing and a miss. Well, despite the error, it's a 1-2-3 inning for Jacob Key. No runs, no hits. There was an error. But Travis erased on a caught stealing. Let's move along to the bottom of the eighth. Let's go get him. Ours 1-1, bottom of the eighth on State Farm, sectional softball.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
We fulfill all your tax preparation needs from individual returns to corporations and handle any of those scary letters you may get from the IRS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
A lot of people think that they have to go to the yearbook photographer for their real senior portraits, and you don't.
Alan Loveless has been capturing images of seniors for over 30 years.
You have to go just to get your picture made for the yearbook. And then when you want something nice, where you want to be treated special, and you want lots of beautiful choices, then you can come see us at Loveless.
They're your senior portraits, and you don't have to share your session time with dozens of others. Call 890-1558. Loveless Fine Photography.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
This half inning brought to you by Ideas Tees, Dan France Concrete, Fleet Feet, Middle Tennessee Christian School, State Farm.
Riker Christinas leads off the inning, facing Braxton Dekouse. It's a strike call, and the Siegel fans not happy.
Boy, they're getting more and more restless as this game goes by on that call.
0-1, fly ball, left field, very well hit. It is out of here! The Siegel Stars are headed to the Spring Fling. Riker Christinas goes yard, and the Stars are state tournament bound. He's touching them all. The first one to meet him down the third base side is Craig Revis, and now a big dog pile at home plate. Way to go, Stars. Riker Christinas sends it out of here and sends the Stars to the Spring Fling. That was cool.
I like the way you said that. It was cool, yeah.
2-1. Stars a winner in extra innings. What a win. Siegel will be here on this field next week in the Spring Fling. Stewart's Creek is in the Spring Fling, so two of the eight teams in the state tournament are from Rutherford County. Final score here in extra innings, bottom of the eighth. 2-1, Siegel on a Riker Christina's home run. We'll take a break, come back, and jump into the Prentice-Alsop Heating and Air postgame show. It's coming up next on State Farm Prep Baseball.